Grant raced to keep ahead of the hail of musket balls and energy bolts hurled down from the Oracle's ruins. He raked the area with his copperhead, but the snarling, stubby little weapon was designed for close-in work, not firing 350 yards uphill.
Oh, shit!
He killed the implant signal, his head still swimming from the interior sonic attack. Ares' shoulder guns spit out streams of automatic fire, knocking bodies off the temple's columns, but more mutants lurched out to take their place, and even the machine guns on the robot weren't providing lethal hits. Being forced to run for their lives, not so much from the primitive muskets, but from the Nephilim's asp blasters, made it impossible to get any decent aim to achieve telling results.
Just fucking great.
Needing a means of communication, he picked up a rock and bounced it off of Ares' chest plate.
What's up, Grant? I can't hear a damn thing on my radio.
Electronic interference. Could be equipment that the Snake Faces brought with them. If they jam us, they cut down our effectiveness.
The Mohawk robot crouched behind a boulder as the Nephilim's asps carved off sections of the massive rock. At least the pounding on the stone gave Ares a breather. Grant shouldered his copperhead and peered through the weapon's built-in telescopic sight in time to see the mutants charging down the land bridge under the cover of energy and musket fire.
That's it, you scaly shits. Get in target range.
Grant rattled off four headshots against the charging mutants in the space of 5 seconds. The reptilians fired their muskets, but in his helmet and shadow suit, Grant only had to worry about bruises to his arms and shoulders rather than flesh-tearing slugs. He emptied the rest of the 35-round magazine, getting 7 more dead mutants as the swift-footed creatures got closer. A Nephilim homed in on Grant, seeing his marksmanship depleting the ranks of his allies. Grant threw himself away from the cover of the berm, diving to the bottom of the ditch as the gout of earth vomited by the energy bolt's impact rained rocks and clumps of dirt on his back. More Nephilim joined in the assault, and Grant curled up behind the thick lip of soil that was being blasted to pieces. An explosion erupted at the temple ruins, ending the storm of bolts raining on Grant.
What the shit was that?
Artemis. She has explosive-tipped javelins.
Oh, and I got stuck with the bot with the melee weapon fetish.
Ares pointed one of his claw fingers in the air, and the ex-magistrate recognized the sign language. The mechanized warrior reached for a rock that appeared to be about the size of Grant's torso, scarred and burned by Nephilim fire that had jarred it off of the boulder.
That's the problem with having a hammer. Every situation looks like a nail.
Wonderful. You gonna talk about the rest of the tool shed?
Watch this tool.
Pivoting around the boulder, the 15-foot Titan whipped the stone at the clot of surviving mutants who had almost made it to the bottom of the earthen ramp. The creatures raced forward in a blind rage, bayonet points, ready to tear into Grant and the robot warrior, when 150 pounds of rock plowed into them with the force of a missile, tossing bodies to the left and right. One figure stood untouched by the airborne rock, a lone Nephilim that sighted down its forearm at the exposed and vulnerable Ares. Grant's Sin-Eater launched into his grasp, his finger hooking the trigger on the draw. The lightning reflex movement enabled the former magistrate to pump a 240-grain bullet into the reptilian soldier's skull. An explosion of released pressure blossoming his head. Leathery hide peeled back to resemble grisly flower petals. The dying drone's asp blast missed Ares by yards, destructive energy dissipating into the night sky.
Great shot!
Nice improvisation. Shit, look out!
Two Nephilim sought to avenge their decapitated ally, their asps vomiting writhing tendrils of yellowish lightning at Grant and the robot. The energy bolts tore into the earth around Grant's improvised foxhole and drove Ares deeper behind his ever-shrinking boulder. Grant winced as a spark sizzling off the main bolt singed his biceps.
This shit did not happen when the bad guys just had guns like the rest of us.
Far above, another of Artemis's javelins had smashed into the ruins again. Driving the Nephilim snipers back behind cover with an earth-shaking blast.
Shit! We're not gonna have much to recover if she keeps throwing those things.
A figure slid into the rut next to Grant, and the big ex-magistrate whirled. He'd expected a foe had slipped past, but it was Kane.
You complain when you're being shot at. You bitch when someone saves your ass.
Well, I don't need all of our grins blown up just because she overshot.
She's aiming at the edge of the temple, not in the middle of it. Seems like you're never happy unless you're plain grumpy.
I'd read somewhere that the more you complain, the longer God lets you live.
Shit, you'll never die.
That's the plan.
Well, I've got a better plan, and it's being given to Ares by Artemis.
When were you going to get around to telling me?
Right now. They're buying us some cover.
Going for a run?
Under cover fire and with good distractions. It's dark enough that just our guns and helmets are going to show.
Don't remind me.
Go!
The two ex-magistrates broke from cover. In the gloom, their black helmets and guns appeared to be fluttering birds, the only visible evidence of the movement of the two men as they charged up the earthen ramp. Grant's long strides helped him to keep up with the same frenetic pace as the wolf lean and lightning quick Kane. The two men bolted up the land bridge to the mountaintop temple, sidestepping or bounding over the corpses of mutants that Grant and Ares had cut down. Sin Eater in hand, Grant reached behind his back and drew his serrated combat knife. Kane had done the same. The Oracle's ruins were teeming with mutants. Three Nephilim were still standing, firing bolt after bolt of sizzling energy at Ares and Artemis. Kane leaped, knife swinging. The razor-sharp point caught a reptilian mutant in the throat, then splashed a spray of blood across the eyes of a half-dozen other creatures. The lean warrior landed, but did not stop. His forearm snapped out to catch another of the hordelings in the throat with enough force to snap his neck. Grant fired his Sin Eater at another Tartarus raider, knocking a hole in his chest before the scaled freak could react to the shimmering ghost shape of Kane. Movement flickered to Grant's right, and he whirled, plunging his knife deep into the face of another of the mutated horde. Kane was a whirlwind with his fighting knife, sweeping the footlong steel edge in an arc that lashed across the chests and throats of three mutants, their blood spraying in misty clouds. A Nephilim warrior lunged at Kane. The drone's incredible reflexes caught the wrist of the ex-magistrate's knife hand at the end of Kane's wicked slice. The powerful armored alien twisted, pulling Kane off his feet to hurl the man to his death off the edge of the cliff. Kane twisted, folding his legs around the soldier's neck. With his throat scissored between Kane's calves, the Nephilim was thrown off balance. With a powerful flex, Kane wrenched the alien's head, shattering his spine. The dead Nephilim collapsed and Kane rolled away. Grant crushed the face of another mutant with a well-placed kick. Two clones appeared off to his right, swept and hurled into the night by a gigantic, powerful robot limb. On the other side of the temple, a golden-maned mechanoid brought her massive fists down, crushing the life out of something. When she stood up, a limp sack of flexible smart metal was all that remained of the Nephilim warriors that Artemis had struck. Grant looked around, realizing the fight was over. He moved toward Artemis and towed one pulp-filled metal sleeve.
I don't know what's more impressive, that this armor's still mostly intact or that you popped these creatures like balloons.
Let's discuss this later. Grab your gear and let's get the hell out of here.
Fine by me, lady.